Hi, this is Yvonne Brown, author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, and CEO of JadCommunications.com. Our blog post this month is called How Gen Y Views Speakers, Trainers, and Their Career. I'm always on the lookout for events that demonstrate how the younger generation interacts with their environment and society. Things are moving so rapidly now that I look forward to the next new thing. So for this blog post, I have two observations. First of all, they call you out on your stuff. iPads, tablets, iPhones, and other smart devices rule and makes it easy for them to do so. As professional speakers, we are required to stay on top of trends and the most up-to-date information in the marketplace. I don't know if you realize this, but while you're at the front of the room teaching a topic or speaking at a conference, some audience members are verifying what you say. Word is, a speaker at a medical conference in Las Vegas had this happen to him. After the break, a hand was raised, and thinking the person had a question, the speaker acknowledged him. The Gen Y attendee stood up and announced to everyone that the speaker was not only wrong in some of his points, but pointed everyone to the medical paper with the correct information. Here's the thing. Baby boomers would have shared it with each other over lunch, spoken to the speaker about it, and allowed him to save face by sharing it himself with the audience. Now, I shared the story at a recent class, then continued with my program, explaining that I would share only a small bit of information about a topic segment in light of time constraints. After directing attendees to the website for more information, a young woman raised her hand, so I called on her. She proceeded to read more statistical information from the website that she thought everyone should know that too. We all had a good laugh about it, as she said, quote, I thought you would like to know about these points as well, end quote. I loved it, as she did add value to the class. Yeah, it's like that when you're a speaker. My second point is, Gen Y wants Silicon Valley to invest in them. There's a new show on Bravo. It's called Startups, Silicon Valley, and it's populated by Gen Y egomaniacs. It is very funny to watch because like a train wreck, you simply can't look away. On a recent episode, the group of entrepreneurs held a party prior to their meeting with the venture capitalists. They arrive at the meeting place the next morning, still hungover. Since the VC had not yet arrived, the female team member goes into the VC's office, crawls under the desk, and takes a nap. When the VC arrives, he finds her sleeping under his desk, and she emerges to have the meeting. Asking for $500,000 plus an additional $150,000 for burn hours, they're shocked and annoyed when he turns them down. That's just one of the examples of events on the show. This is a new show, by the way. It's produced by Mark Zuckerberg's sister, Randy Zuckerberg. Seems they're entering a new marketplace. Truth is, watching these vapid, clueless youngsters is entertaining. I especially love when one VC said, quote, you need to hire a gray-haired executive, end quote, and the young entrepreneur goes crazy. I'd rather quit, she says. These two occurrences strike me as a perfect example of generational differences in the age of social media. We all process information based on our life experience, which drives our mindset. By the way, the video below shows you a little bit of that show and the example I just gave. This reality show is actually fun to watch for understanding the mindset of these young entrepreneurs. I would love to hear your comments on this month's blog post. Please visit jadcommunications.com/blog and give me your comments. I look forward to it.